Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on James, G-I-A-C-O-M-O. Address is 141 North Ventura Street, Willis, California, 95988. Phone 530-934-5751. One ID is XXX4617. Date of birth is 11/28/1948. 74-year-old, married, retired fireman. Insurance is... Medicare / Blue Cross Blue Shield Government Service. It's address 2. Oh, I'm sorry, his pharmacy is... Costco-Chico. It's address 2, Dr. Terrence Foster, M.D., 274 Cohasset Road, Chico, California, 95926, The fax is 530-897-3758. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation of history of cognitive decline, subparagraph. James and his wife indicate that his troubles with cognitive impairment have been ongoing for the last 3 years, more severe in the last year. Subparagraph, current therapy, donepezil, 10 milligrams AM, 5 milligrams PM. New paragraph, comorbid medical problems. Let's see, vertically. Dyslipidemia, this is vertically, essential hypertension, rosacea, chronic anxiety disorder, benign prostatic hypertrophy, eczema, current medications, Benicar 40-12.5 milligrams, Rovusatin 10 milligrams, Lexapro 5 milligrams, Avodart 0.5 milligrams, Metoprolol 100 milligrams, up to 2 daily, Zadia 10 milligrams, Amlodipine 10-Benzapril 10/20 milligrams, Ativan 0.5 milligrams, folic acid 800 microgram tablets, aspirin 81 milligrams. Dear Dr. Foster and professional colleagues, thank you for referring James Giacchino for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. As you may remember, James is a retired firefighter who, by his occupational history, most likely has potential exposure to toxic fumes and other materials. New paragraph. He reports difficulties with his cognition, realizing that he was not able to coordinate his activities as safely as he should, for which he retired from firefighting. New paragraph. He gave an additional history of dysomnia with insomnia, for which he's been taking a number of medicinal supplements with some benefit. Incomplete relief, however, without severe daytime somnolence by his report. New paragraph. MR imaging of the brain completed on September 16, 2021 at Open Systems Imaging. So ventricular dilatation. Ischemic microvascular changes, and some hippocampal atrophy. New paragraph. His neurological examination today shows motor asymmetry with increased motor tone and resistance to movement on distraction maneuvers on the right as compared to the left. New paragraph. His deep tendon reflexes are normal without pathological signs. New paragraph. Oropharyngeal evaluation shows a relatively normal malpati finding. There's no tremor at rest with intention or movement. New paragraph. His ambulatory examination remains fluid. However, tandem gait is mildly ataxic. New paragraph. Romberg's test is negative. New paragraph. In consideration for his presentation with a cognitive decline and findings suggesting possible early dementia, I will perform the following. Number one, we'll obtain a high-resolution 3D neuroquant brain imaging study for further assessment of cerebral degeneration. Number two, overnight home sleep testing will be completed to exclude dysomnia and suspected sleep apnea. Number three, laboratory testing for additional studies that would be contributory to his neurological decline with a noted positive ANA will also be completed. New paragraph, he will complete the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life questionnaires, which we will review with performance of the further cognitive evaluation testing when he returns for his follow-up appointment. New paragraph, therapeutic recommendations. At this time, he has responded well by his report to his treatment with the donepezil, which should be continued at current dosages. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report when he returns with results of his testing to your office as well, and signed respectfully with my professional signature.